I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're watching Wyoming. It's time for the KSL in-depth primary day there. Liz Cheney has stopped speaking in public. She stopped holding campaign events. And joining us live from Jackson to help us understand why she's doing this, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Alex, what is Liz Cheney thinking?
Well, you know, here tonight, her campaign, Jeff, they know that the likelihood of her pulling off a win based on her polling numbers is not very good. She has been 20, 30 plus points behind her Republican opponent, Harriet Hageman, and it seems like a deficit that she likely is not going to be able to make up. Now, in a last minute Hail Mary attempt, her team has been telling Democrats, look, go out, switch to be a Republican today only so you get a Republican ballot and vote for Cheney, because whoever the Republican nominee after tonight is here in Wyoming will win in November. The Democrat doesn't have a chance. So if they wanted to be anybody, Democrats wanted to be somebody who has been fighting against Trump. But highly unlikely that will work. There just are not enough Democrats here in Wyoming to make that work. This Democrat among them, she says she did exactly that today.
First time in my life, I am a registered Republican, yes.
And there are others who say that they're doing the same thing, but among Republican voters, they say they want Cheney out. They see her as a liberal, even though she voted along party lines with conservatives 98% of the time. She supported Trump's issues 97% of the time in her votes, but she voted to impeach President Trump, one of the 10 House Republicans, and she vice chairs the January 6th committee. They say that is enough. They want her out, that she is a Democrat in sheep's clothing, and that appears that is going to be enough. But in a couple of hours, numbers will begin coming in. But her team, Jeff, knows it's going to be tough tonight. The likelihood of her pulling off a win, very slim going into this evening.
There are whispers that she's not really running for re-election. I mean, she is running for re-election, but really she's setting herself up to run for president. That would be the long shot of long shots, wouldn't it?
Well, there are a lot of people who believe that's the way she's going. She has not given any nod that is what she's going to do. She's got a lot of money, especially from people outside of Wyoming. She outraised Hageman from out of Wyoming money. Hageman outraised her for in-state money. But she's got a lot of money that could be used. It's in accounts that could roll over into a presidential election. But where does she go? If she went up against Trump, could she survive that? Maybe she becomes an independent. Someone said maybe she becomes a Democrat, but she has voted 98% with conservatives, and she is pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. That seems like that would be a big ask for Democrats to go down that road. We don't know what that next path is going to be. She has said, though, she vows she will not let President Trump be president again. How she is going to fulfill that vow, we don't know.
So, Alex, real quick, what time do the polls close tonight in Wyoming?
They close at 7 o'clock, so we've got, about another 3 hours left to go. And we may know pretty quickly tonight. She's going to be holding an election night party out in a very remote area, super secret location. Her safety, they say, is in danger. She's got a lot of threats against her because of her impeachment vote. That has hampered her being able to campaign here in Wyoming. But we expect that she will be conceding tonight, unless there is a miracle for her, unless something works out. But so far behind in the polls, highly unlikely it will go down that road.
Thanks, Alex. Enjoy Jackson. ABC
News. Full here. I love it.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. It's 3:50.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.